This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in New York City this morning, there are gas rationing programs for the first time since the 1970s. That's because of all the supply disruption that resulted from Hurricane Sandy. On top of that, an estimated 250,000 cars were destroyed by the storm, and that's likely to affect prices, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
If you're in the market for a used car, you might be in for a little bit of sticker shock. Hurricane Sandy is expected to tack $200 to $300 onto the price. That's according to Jonathan Banks with the National Automobile Dealers Association.
Many vehicles are going to be destroyed, which means that many consumers are going to have to replace their cars.
Some of them will opt to buy used cars, which could squeeze an already tight supply, says Richard Arca, a senior analyst with Edmunds.com.
The problem with used cars over the past couple of years is a lack of inventory.
Many Americans put off buying new cars during the recession. Now the number of used cars 7 years and younger is at an all-time low. Again, analyst Jonathan Banks.
This impact will wash across the whole country and people will feel the price increases as far out as California.
That's because auto dealers in storm-hit areas will start pulling in used cars from all over the U.S. to meet the demand. Banks says we've seen this before. Hurricane Katrina pushed used car prices up 3% nationally. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.